One Man's Family, now brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Jack and Betty in their kitchen.
I work all afternoon making a cake for an anniversary, and then you don't even bother to look at it.
Huh? What day is this?
You read the writing on the cake. There should be a double N in anniversary, but it's kind of hard to work that squirt gun and spell things right at the same time.
First year anniversary for Jack Barber. First year for what?
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, this evening I want to talk to you about Alka-Seltzer. You've heard about this wonderful product our sponsor makes, I'm sure. But I wonder if you know how really effective it is. For instance, when you're feeling miserable and upset with acid indigestion, Alka-Seltzer can give you the fast welcome relief you want. So next time, remember to be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer's guarantee is, and always has been, your money back if you're not satisfied. You'll want to try it, I know. And here's something to keep in mind. When late hours and late refreshments threaten to bring on acid indigestion later on, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Yes, before you go to bed. Alka-Seltzer will relieve your acid indigestion, and as a result, you'll sleep better, wake up feeling better the next morning. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And if you've never taken it as first aid for acid indigestion, you don't know what you're missing. Alka-Seltzer leaves a clean, fresh taste in the mouth and a mighty comfortable feeling in the stomach. Get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer from your drugstore. You must be pleased or your money will be refunded. Chapter 13, Book 76, The Book of Rexford Frome. It is 5:15 in the afternoon. And here in Seacliff, San Francisco, Hazel Barber Murray has just dropped in at Jack's house across the hedge from the Barber family home. Coming in the back way, she finds Betty, Jack's wife, just putting a single candle on a frosted angel food cake.
May I come in, Betty?
Oh, hello, Hazel. Come in.
Well, what's this, an anniversary or a birthday or what?
What kind of a joke on Jack? He'll be here in a minute. I've been trying to get it done before he got home.
One candle. What is it, Betty?
You wait. Sit down. I'm glad you dropped in.
Oh, I can only stay a moment. I can't find my electric knife sharpener anywhere. You know, the one Dan gave me for Christmas.
Hazel.
Huh?
Oh, I'm ashamed. We borrowed it. Jack got it from Pinky or one of the children. I've told him for weeks he should take it back. I'm sorry you had to come for it.
Well, I wasn't sure it was here. Pinky thought it was.
I'll get it right now. There. Jack doesn't mind borrowing anything from anybody.
Why, it doesn't matter at all. A knife sharpener isn't something you use every day.
Well, we've had it since January. I'll put it right here so you won't forget it. Isn't my cake pretty?
What's that lettering? First year anniversary for Jack Barber. First year for what? Huh?
He ought to be here any second now. You just wait. I'll fix him. Tell me something, Hazel. Does Dan promise to do things for you and then never do them?
Oh, well, they're pretty hard creatures to pin down sometimes.
Jack's got a whole box of tools down in the basement. He's got enough stuff down there to build a house. But you just ask him to do some little household chore, and he says, okay, Betty, in a minute. That's when he feels good. Or if he's tired, he says, okay, Betty, I'll do it Saturday. But then months go by, and I finally do it myself. There was a light out in the linen closet for 3 weeks. Nicolette finally got a stepladder and fixed it for me. That was when Jack was going to do in a minute.
But what's all this got to do with an angel food cake?
Hey, listen, was that his car?
No, I think that was in Mr. Frome's driveway next door.
Oh, was it? Rexford Frome went out for a drive this afternoon. I'll take a look. Mm-hmm. They're back.
Is Christine with him?
Yeah, see?
Oh, yes. Mm, she is beautiful, isn't she?
If you like the type.
I saw that model in Vogue just last month.
Well, she can afford to dress like that, I guess. I was asking Jack what she got for a concert, and he said probably $4,000 or $5,000. Imagine, I saw in that paper she'd played 16 concerts in Europe. Think of that.
They're going in now. Why, Rex Frome looks as normal as anybody, doesn't he?
I was telling Jack, I bet it's all put on. He doesn't want Christine to marry Paul, that's all. So I'll bet he puts on an act of being a nervous wreck and everything. Bet he isn't at all, just trying to scare people to death and get his own way.
Has Paul seen Christine since she got back?
Oh, I suppose so. I was telling Jack, even if her brother wasn't such an eccentric, I don't think this marriage will ever work out. Not in this family.
Why not?
Oh, she's a concert pianist, Hazel. What kind of home life would Paul have with a concert pianist touring half the time? Why couldn't he fall in love with somebody like Nicolette, who'd just like to have a home and a family and has never had one? Well, when Nicolette first came to live with us, you'd think this was a palace and the kids were little princesses or something. She loves a home and taking care of things. Oh, I don't see why Paul doesn't use his head.
Where's Nicolette today?
Oh, she went up to the Sky Ranch with Claudia.
Did she? I didn't know.
Sure. Before Claudia went back the other day, she dropped in. Couldn't get anybody who wanted to ride back with her. Nicolette packed in about 5 minutes and away she went.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Christine had come back, do you suppose?
What do you think? We hadn't been able to get Nicolette away from the house for a rest for weeks, Hazel. The only time she ever goes out is when Paul drops in and asks her to a movie.
Well, they seem to understand each other.
Oh, sure. Nicolette will accept the relationship any way Paul wants it. Because she worships the ground he walks on. It's pretty tough for her, just the same. And she's the sweetest, nicest woman I ever knew in my whole life, and she'd be a darn fine addition to the Barber family.
You're kind of worked up.
Oh, those Frohms. I hate having him back there. World-famous pianist with her phony brother. Well, Christine isn't worth Nicolette's little finger.
Betty, we don't any of us really know Christine.
I don't have to. Vogue clothes don't make the woman.
Still, Paul isn't the kind who gives his heart lightly, you know. She must be quite a person, Betty.
Oh, listen. Here comes Jack. Don't say anything. Just let him see the cake. Here he comes.
Oh, hi. Oh, Hazel, howdy.
Hello, Jack. Was it hot in town?
Oh, not bad. Well, if the cool, pretty cheek, my lovely. Gee whiz, do you have to be reminded to kiss a homecoming wage earner?
Hello, Jack, dear.
Boy, that sounded wifely, didn't it? How are you, honey?
I'm fine, Jack. When did you borrow Hazel's knife sharpener?
Now, Betty.
Gee whiz, didn't I bring that back, Hazel?
She had to come after it.
But we didn't need it until now.
You go around borrowing people's Christmas presents, and they have to come after them at the end of July.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hazel. Gosh,
oh, it doesn't matter at all. I almost put my elbow in the cake frosting.
Hey, where are the kids?
Oh, Father Barber let them all walk down to the drugstore with him. They'll probably come home full of chocolate sodas and won't eat any dinner.
And such a nice cake, too.
Yeah, with the candle and everything.
Say, I see that British-made car of Frohm's in the driveway. They been out?
They went for a drive this afternoon.
Yeah, I haven't even caught a glimpse of Christine yet, have you?
We saw her when they drove in. She's really a very striking-looking woman.
Any of us would be striking-looking women in clothes like hers. Look out, Jack, you almost put your hand on the cake.
What do you mean, Betty? I wasn't anywhere near that cake.
Well, I worked a long time getting that lettering on it. I don't want anything to happen to it.
Okay, honey. Gee, that's a good-looking car over there, isn't it?
Well, if you like to show off. I don't know why people would want a foreign car. Plenty of perfectly good American automobiles that'll go just as fast and are twice as pretty.
I should think that right-hand drive would be awkward in our traffic.
Oh, I don't think so. Not after you get used to it. Well, I guess I'll go and wash up.
Jack.
I'll be back in just a minute, Betty.
You come here right now, please.
Huh?
I work all afternoon making a cake for an anniversary, and then you don't even bother to look at it.
Oh, what day is this? This isn't any anniversary. Huh?
Well, read it.
Read what?
Read the writing on the cake. There should be a double N in anniversary, but it's kind of hard to work that squirt gun and spell things right at the same time.
First year anniversary for Jack Barber. First year for what?
That's exactly what I said, but you wouldn't tell me.
Gee, did I forget an anniversary?
Just think it over. What happened a year ago this morning?
Gosh, I don't know. We must have been at Sky Ranch a year ago. Can't think of anything we've got to celebrate.
It isn't really a celebration. It's just kind of a reminder.
Huh?
I read in my Home and Garden magazine that wives ought to dramatize things more around the home. Unless you think of different ways to bring things to people's attention, your words go in one ear and out the other.
Hey, is this some kind of a gag?
All right, I'll tell you. It's exactly a year ago today that the handle came off our bread drawer, and you are going to fix it in just a minute.
Huh?
Oh, Betty.
Oh, go on. It isn't even 3 months.
All right, it isn't 3 months, but it's long enough, and it seems like a year, and I hope you'll do something about it.
Oh, that's kind of cute, Betty.
Oh, I didn't do it to be cute. I had to think of some way to get the handle back on the bread drawer. Nicolette and I tried to put it on, but we're not carpenters.
You see why I'm so happily married, Hazel? My wife is a mighty pretty little screwball, ain't she?
No, leave me alone.
Ah, come on. I tell you what I'll do. Give me a kiss.
Jack.
Don't mind me.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'll go upstairs, wash up, come right down, and fix the handle.
You'll do it right this minute. You won't get dirty. You get some tools and fix it.
Okay. I'll go down and get the auger. I'm going to have to make some new holes here and move it over a little.
I don't care how you do it. Just fix it.
Okay, Betty.
Well, seemed to work. Wasn't he funny trying to remember what anniversary it was? But I'll bet next time I ask him to do something, he won't say in just a minute.
More than one way to skin a cat. Well, I must run along.
Wait, Hazel, there she is again. Come on over here to the window.
What is it, Betty?
She's going to put the car away. Christine?
Mm-hmm.
She changed her clothes again. She changes her clothes oftener than anybody I ever saw in my life.
Oh, isn't that a sweet dress, though, Betty?
Not such a bad color, I guess.
I suppose it's from Paris. She appeared in Paris this year, didn't she?
I guess so. I don't know. She just roams around.
Hey, what are you two looking at?
Oh, nothing. Now, put the handle on good and tight so it won't always be flopping off.
What were you looking at?
Christine just drove the car into the garage, and we were frankly staring at her.
I don't see anybody.
She's inside the garage now.
Well, gee whiz. Oh, there she is. Say, golly, what's that she's wearing?
See? He notices other women's clothes, but he never pays the slightest attention to what I've got on.
Oh, come on, Betty. That's a pretty gal. Why, she's prettier than she ever was. I like the way she walks, don't you? People who have distinguished themselves have a kind of special air about them. You ever notice that?
Jack, come away from that window. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Me ashamed? How do you like that?
She caused nothing but trouble when she was here before, and she'll cause nothing but trouble this time. She's just bad news, that's all. Come on and fix the drawer, Jack. Why do you suppose I went to all the trouble to bake that cake?
Be here in just a moment with further development. When you want fast, effective relief from headache or acid indigestion, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer is dependable first aid for these common ailments. And that's why you'll always want to keep an ample supply of Alka-Seltzer handy, ready to come to the rescue whenever you feel miserable with one of these discomforts. You'll like Alka-Seltzer. It's easy to take, and it has a pleasant, refreshing taste. And the way it can make you feel better in a hurry is really wonderful. So for pleasant relief from unpleasant ailments, acid indigestion, or headache, take Alka-Seltzer. No matter where you are, you'll find Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. And don't forget, you must be satisfied with the relief Alka-Seltzer offers or your money back. All right, Paul.
In a hushed and hurried telephone conversation a moment ago, Christine informed me that she'll try to slip away for a few moments tomorrow night. I'll be here then, on the terrace, in the darkness, waiting for her. And that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
Your health. It's more important than wealth. Guard against vitamin deficiency disease. To keep looking your best and feeling your best, take a one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day. Lack of vitamins will make you look and feel run down, tired out, dull, nervous, and listless. That means lack of pep and loss of vitality. Don't take chances. Take care of yourself. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. Potency guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Don't accept a substitute. Insist on the genuine one-a-day brand vitamin. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 14, Book 76. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.
One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Morgan Beatty and the latest news from the Korean battlefront. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.